Welcome back to Roleplay Balance of Power Lightside, going into hour number three. And I think people have some purchases to make. Yes. Do you want to start with your weapon mod, Gunner?
Yeah, so I want to find a street merchant for this.
Okay. So you don't need to roll. I think in this case you won't need to roll to find anybody because you're not buying a weapon. You're modifying an existing weapon. So it's not going to draw any attention to you. But what does need to happen is that this person needs to make a roll to put the weapon together. So you want to mod your vibro sword, right?
Yeah, so can I pay a bit extra to have someone better or no?
Yeah, totally. So it's going to cost 1600 credits for the mod and for the work. If you I don't know. Let's say you double the, because it's only 100 credits for the work. Let's say if you like double the work, I'll give them an extra die. An average, like I think an average like trained mechanic will be probably like 3 green with 1 upgrade, so two like a yellow and 2 green against a difficulty of 3.
Sorry, what do you want me to do? I realized that there's a. I want to remove my serrated edge and get molecular edge as well.
Okay, so you want to take off the edge and you want to do two upgrades?
Yeah.
Okay. To do that then, it'll cost 1600 for the first one, another 1000 for the monomolecular edge, and I have to make two rolls to see if it's possible.
Okay.
So yeah, if you spend extra, I'll give them one more upgrade if you want to double the price basically.
Yeah.
So it's 2600 or 2500 for the materials, and then another like 400. Call it an even 3000, and then I'll make these two rolls for the
Yeah.
upgrades.
Okay.
Okay, all right. So Zed, you're acting as quartermaster for this. Okay, so that's 3000. Let's see if it works. So this first one, what do you want me to do first? Monomolecular edge or the hilt?
Decrease my crit rating, that one's more important. So I guess hilt first, if flesh out bad rolls on that one.
Okay, hilt first. No. Okay,
Oh.
so they can't install the hilt. It's above their skill level.
Damn.
And then the blade. Yeah, they succeed.
Can I try to get Zed to do the hilt one?
Yeah, if you want to pay more for it, sure.
Yeah.
Zed, you want to try giving it a go?
What am I rolling? I'm sorry.
It's difficulty 3 mechanics check.
Oh, okay. Also, do pass or fail, I still subtract the 3,000 credits or
Yes,
not?
still subtract that because
Okay.
they unfortunately can't do it, and the materials are ruined.
And you said a 3 difficulty?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, there you go.
Whoa.
Yay.
Oh wow, hold on. Oh, you rolled it. You rolled it. My dice are still in the pool. Try that again.
Oh, okay.
There you go. It was twice as much of everything. Try that one more time. Okay. All right.
I
So,
should have won though, God damn it.
yeah, couldn't do it. It's this
Can
mod is just too it's too complex, and you're running the risk of damaging the weapon.
I because there's attachments too. Can I do this with through attachments?
That's what you're doing. Yeah. You're
So
attaching the hilt and you're attaching the blade, but that still requires the same roll.
okay, so attachments don't fit because I'm trying to read the rules. Attachments
Sure.
don't fail, but bind the attachments is what's difficult.
So weapon attachments, let me see. So you're installing a mod. Oh, I see the difference here. They're modification options. Oh, okay. So no, you're not modding the weapon. You're just doing the base modifiers. Okay. So for the money, if you pay, you decrease the weapon's crit rating by 1. You've already done that. That's just for the money, for the monomolecular blade.
Yeah.
And then you installed the hilt, which did the first thing, just the basic mod.
Yeah, that
I
is
didn't realize they were two separate things. So the hilt gives you the first mod, so it becomes accurate 1. And then they failed at the hilt, so it doesn't do
so I don't get any the modification options.
Options, that's okay. Right. But the blade, you also get your pierce goes up by one.
Okay, but I don't get two weapon quality?
Yeah. So you can do pierce. You can do pierce by one. I can increase your pierce by one. Yeah.
So and then if I come across someone in the future, how much would I have to pay for the modification option? Or do I have to do the whole thing over?
It's basically the same cost every time. Yeah. Cool. Okay. So on your weapon, you can reduce the like put in your attachment name, show how many hard points it takes, and increase your pierce by one and reduce your critical to one. This is a very scary sword. It was scary before, but it's scarier now.
I moved straight at edge, and that gave me pierce one, right? I
don't... Yeah.
So my pierce stays the same, and then from modifier, what do I add?
No, serrated edge gives you vicious one. So your vicious goes down, and your pierce goes up.
Oh my god. And then for modifier, how do I do the automatic, what is it?
For balance? Yeah. Under modifiers, just put 1B under vibro sword, and that'll handle it for you. Cool. All right. So your sword just got better for fighting individual characters and slightly worse for dealing with, or actually about the same for dealing with like large groups. You want higher crit because it'll kill off minions. It just means that each crit is going to be more likely to happen, but slightly less effective. Who else needs to buy things?
I would like to buy 3 stun grenades.
Okay. All right.
The rarity is 4 on those.
Okay. Rather than make you roll 3 times, we'll make you roll once with like an additional black die. So the difficulty, sorry, what did you say it was?
4.
So stun grenades is 4? Okay.
Yep.
You know what? They're not, I think these are outside of, they're not lethal weapons, so you don't have to roll. You can just buy these.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, don't even worry about it because they're not, you can't. The Empire is not going to regulate. Well,
my thinking is, and I would relay this to the group, that once I get these stun grenades, that they can, if I have 3 of them, at least one of them is going to down like some guards and some shit like that and put them on their ass, and then we can, snap up the ISP agent and be off with her.
So I got a quick question. Do stun grenades affect inorganics?
I don't think so.
So theoretically, Zeke could walk up to someone with a stun grenade and just trigger it in his hand. It would work on them and not on him.
Because I know ion blasters are the opposite.
Trojan bot.
Stun grenades, let's see. Sonic pulses and concussive waves, disorienting and confusing enemy combatants. Rarely they have pressure detonators. You can set them up to detonate up to 3 rounds after activated. No, yeah, that they will affect a droid.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah, you can buy them, so that's cool.
Can I try for a disruptor pistol?
Yeah, sure. Okay. They're very rare, but definitely buy one. This is one of those like, if you get caught with this, you didn't buy it from me. Like even more than a blaster, because even the New Republic, like this is something you're gonna want to ditch before you go home. Because if somebody else in the army sees you with like a disruptor pistol, they'll be like, "Okay, what are you doing with that?" That is a war crime, no matter where you're from. So what's the difficulty or what's the rarity on a disruptor pistol?
6.
Okay. All right. So you need to make a negotiation check.
God,
the difficulty of 3.
Okay. Difficulty of 3.
Yeah. 3 purple.
All right. Can't see.
And, before you roll, I'm gonna use up a dark side point here.
Wow.
Sorry. So put one upgrade on your side.
On my side?
Sorry, on the bad side.
Right, okay. Yeah. All right, 3 and 1, got it.
Yep, okay. All right, so you generate two more heat just asking. And I think like you ask someone who the Rodian is like, yeah, this guy equips us with weapons, and you ask him and he's like, no, don't even say that word around me. Like, you New Republic people are crazy, get out of here.
Okay, so I went ahead and bought like stim packs and stuff. While we were talking about weapons, I still have my like shotgun, so I'm cool with that. I just was trying to get like something else that I could not blast into a crowd, basically.
Yeah.
And then for the stun grenades that Zed purchased, you said that we didn't need to roll for. What if I wanted to get frag grenades?
You'd have to roll for those, yeah. Okay. Ion weapons and stun-only weapons, those are fine.
Oh, I see.
Because nobody cares about a droid, right? You can buy an ion weapon there, whatever.
Man, droid lives matter.
Not really. They don't, actually.
Droid anti-lives matter, or non-life matters.
So, I mean, I believe in droid rights, but...
Why is the ion blaster that does 10 damage is only 250 credits?
Because it doesn't work on people.
Oh.
Only works on me.
Only works on droids.
Okay.
I mean, it might cause some strain to a person, but predominantly an ion blaster is used to shut droids down.
It's basically like opening a microwave at a human, like, that's uncomfortable.
Like, if a droid tries to get away or whatever, you're well within your rights to just blast it with an ion blaster and be like, stupid
droid. So for any other weapon, then we'd have to roll again? Is like, even if it's not like one of the R weapons, the restricted weapons?
Yeah, any weapon or armor you have to roll for on this planet, because it's under Imperial control.
I don't even want to try anymore. Now I'm scared. Because, like, right,
you're currently at 3. You've generated 3 threat with your asking around for equipment.
Right. Okay. Well, I mean, it's up to you guys. Like, I mean, I could try for a heavy blaster pistol instead, but... I still do have my shotgun. It's just if we're going into battle.
I would like to get some armor, if that's okay. Even if I could wrap paper towels around me or something.
Paper towels.
That's good. If you need some fur hard mini spray.
Assure people in the chat, like, we're prepping for war right now, so there's going to be lots of good stuff coming. So
we're about to fully assault, like, the strongest hard point in the city, most likely. Probably, pretty and much, we're right. fighting the mountain equivalent in this game.
for some reason, some giant-ass stormtrooper.
You guys didn't tune into the shopping network?
Oh, yeah. Today's deals, laminate armor.
Shopping network.
All right, so what kind of armor?
Now.
What kind of armor do you want to...
We're just 4 easy payments of 500 credits.
We're living it.
So... Caitlin or Gunner, you did not get the laminate, right?
No, I didn't.
Okay, I think I want to try for laminate.
But I do have to say, I mean, the other ones, if you look at the stats, I mean, they're better than nothing. But I guess you could pick them up if you fail laminate.
Soak means that you just take that off your wounds when it comes in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Defense is black dice that I add to my...
What do hard points do on armor?
You can modify the armor.
Okay. So if I'm not planning on modifying it, then I don't really need to worry too much about... So here's a quick question, Adam. The armored clothing has one defense. What exactly does the defense do?
Just it's a black die that I add to any roll against you.
Oh, okay.
It's harder to hurt you, but if you get hurt, it doesn't help.
Okay.
Yeah, in D&D, there's just one armor rating. It's your armor class, and it's everything. In this, there's soak and defense.
Gotcha.
Defense means you're harder to hit. Soak means once you get hit, it doesn't hurt as bad.
Okay. So I kind of want to go for the armor clothing, but the rarity's 6, just above laminate.
Yep.
So that would be really difficult, considering I only have 2 green for negotiation. I think I'm going to play it safe since we are already at somewhat relatively high threat and go for padded armor, which all that is 2 soak, 2 encumbrance, and it has a 1 rarity.
Okay.
I'd have a pretty good chance of getting a 1 rarity, right?
This is low enough you don't have to roll.
Okay.
So with a 0 or 1 rarity, it's like closed. No Imperial, like it falls under the Imperial definition of armor.
All right, let me go ahead and I'll, in that case, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to roll for the armored clothing.
Okay.
Let's make it interesting. I'm going to go for the armored clothing.
Okay. So what's the rarity?
6.
Okay. It's a hard check, so 3 purple.
3 purple? That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. Do I get any blue dye?
Nope.
No. Okay.
Just 3 purple.
Here we go. And I'm rolling negotiation.
You are rolling negotiation, yeah. Okay. Yeah, so you don't draw any more heat, but you can't find anyone to sell you.
And do I take 2 strain for that?
No, that would be the threat.
So in that case, can I just go and buy the padded armor?
Yes. Yeah, you can just go ahead and buy it.
I will do that.
I was looking up the weapon quality. So can I just have Zed do the exact same upgrade from mono molecular to get another pierce?
Yeah, Zed can try to reinforce the monomolecular upgrade that's already there because he didn't roll for that yet. Do you want to try that, Zed?
You bet.
Try and forge Gunner's sword.
You bet. What's the difficulty?
Three.
And it's mechanics?
Yes.
Okay.
So does it cost the same again?
Yeah, basically anytime you do it.
Another how much?
1.1K, I think. Okay.
Got it.
There you go. Okay.
Yes. Oh my god. Dude, this sword, like, you guys, I only need one advantage to get a crit now, you know? So much pierce, like, just this is the best shopping channel ever.
Yeah. So your sword is pretty badass now.
Hey, I mean, just confirm, I have to manually add my soak, right?
Yeah, just increase your soak is brawn plus your armor. So the soak, what's the soak on this equipment?
2, and I had 2, so I'm 4 now.
Yes, yeah, so your soak goes up to 4.
Perfect.
How much was that armor?
500.
Okay, cool. All right, so the other question is, you spent some time doing this. Is everybody good with buying stuff?
What was that thing that made my what? It's some sort of rule that the fusion cutter. You said it's like an improvised weapon or something like that.
Yeah, I think it's because if it's not meant to be used as a weapon, it is cumbersome. But I looked at the stats, and it actually can fusion cutters can just be used as weapons without having that quality applied.
Good, because that was my next purchase was going to be like, I'll buy some parts to modify it, make it like.
Yeah, it's not technically cumbersome.
Cool.
Or whatever, because yeah, normally improvised weapons are like that.
Okay, did we already buy stim packs?
I don't think anyone has, but you can certainly buy them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we should all buy 5 stim packs.
How many can you carry on yourself? Is there an encumbrance rating for it? Like 0.1 or?
Doesn't say here. It says 0. Stim packs are 1 rarity and only 25 credits. So if we all got 5, then that would be like 500 worth.
Well, I was just keeping track of my. I thought we split up the credits evenly, and I was just keeping track of what mine were.
I'm keeping track of all of them.
Great.
As a pool.
Okay, so yeah, 5 each,
I mean,
and then
we're like not all buying the same. I mean, I guess it doesn't matter, but we're not all like buying the same stuff because like.
No, we have a lot of money to spend. Like before the stim packs, we have 44,675 credits still.
Right, but I thought that we had split everything up evenly, and then we were each spending our own money.
I think what Kestrel is saying here is that y'all went out to a restaurant and somebody ordered the filet mignon, and Kestrel had a glass of water.
Side salad.
Yeah, and doesn't want to pay for a fourth of
like
the filet.
Your steak. Right.
I'll be totally honest here. I don't care if we try as a group because I would give any money that you guys need to get shit. So like if you guys want to track individually, we can, but
I'm in the same group where I really don't care if it's all together. However, I'm pretty sure I spent the most money. So if you take it out of my funds, then I also don't care. And
yeah, that's fine. We don't have to worry too much about that. Zed can take a list of Zeke, take a list of just everything that got bought, and then you can split it up however you want later. Cause you might all get rid of it or whatever. Okay. So
should I not keep track of my credits then, or?
Yeah, don't worry about it. Let's do it because you bought 3 your grenades.
Okay.
So is there anything else we would want? Like,
I didn't buy any grenades because you said that I'd have to rip for them, and I didn't want to.
We can just buy stun grenades, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I'm gonna grab some for myself.
Okay. So we each have 4 stim packs now. All 4 of us are getting 4 stim packs each.
5.
5
stim packs.
600
or like 650? Yep. Oh, 5, not 6. Wait. Okay.
If we all get 5 stim packs, then stim packs cost us 500. Like, done and done. 4 people, 5 stim packs a piece, and 25 a pop. Make it easy. And hell, I'll pay for them all. If like, I don't
three care. Times 5.
Yeah, because Zed doesn't use Stimpaks.
Oh, Zed doesn't use Stimpaks. Okay.
I have the robot equivalent emergency repair patches, so I'm good.
Right. So that's 375 in Stimpaks across all of us.
Yeah.
Okay, and then so we're each getting also some stun grenades?
It's probably a good idea.
Can I get a...
How many should we get for each of us?
I have three.
Okay.
Is there encumbrance on it?
One, yep.
What does a grenade use? Like, how do we, is that athletics? Or like, what is, since we're throwing it, how does that work, Adam?
I think it's athletics, but I'll double check for you.
So I will probably pass on grenades because I would always take a shot over two green throw. I don't need any.
Okay. Yeah, I'll agree with that.
I'll get two.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, collectively we have five. That's kind of a lot, I think. Although we don't know how many people we're going up against, I guess. We're all going to die.
It doesn't matter. So, you know, yeah.
I'm just happy I took the stormtrooper armor from before, so I don't have to roll for laminate armor.
Grenades use ranged light.
Ranged light, really?
Yeah, so you're actually
that's
just
totally different. Okay, yeah. In that case, I will get some grenades.
Yeah, it is ranged light. It's the same, all that same stuff.
How many are you getting? And bear in mind, they have one encumbrance apiece.
One encumbrance apiece, and so, Adam, is this the kind of thing where you'll be grouping the enemies and we'll know like a radius and we'll know like how many are affected when we throw it?
Yeah, you can always ask me how many you'll hit before you
throw. And what are our options? Are stun and thermal, I guess?
Frag. The three kinds of thrown explosives are, thermal detonators, which are the hardest to buy and the most powerful. Frag grenades, which are fragmentation grenades, and then stun grenades.
I'll probably take three stun.
Yeah, stuns are the ones you can buy without having a roll.
I'll go ahead and take three stun then.
Okay. I also want to buy a respirator, Adam.
Okay, sure. Yeah, go ahead.
Would grenades be under tools, I guess?
They should just be under weapons.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
I don't know what universe you live in where a grenade is a tool.
My own special. Grenades are multi-purpose.
Yeah, exactly. It's like WD-40.
Yeah, you know.
Man, I got
this grenade. No, but I got this grenade.
Yeah, exactly. Can you come over and help me build my porch? You just come over with like a bandolier of grenades. What? We're going to build a porch.
Caitlin, what did you get? Gunner?
The respirator is 25.
25, okay.
Yeah. Did you have the stun grenades?
Yep.
I got two of those. Okay.
Oh, you got two of them too?
I got two stun grenades, one respirator.
Okay.
Cool. All right. Everybody all kitted out now? Cool. So the other thing I wanted to give you a chance to do, if you want to take the time, is do some healing. Mm-hmm. So recovery and healing. Does anybody have any critical wounds right now?
I know I had a crit against me, but I don't know if I...
It'll be on your sheet.
I don't have any.
It's under the first tab, I think. You have an agonizing
wound. I have an agonizing wound, yep.
I have slowed down.
Okay, so yeah, you do have some crits from the last fight.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can, if you want to, you can like rent some time in a back to tank. Back to tank requires the back to tanks will heal one wound every 2 hours. So you get to decide how many hours you want to spend in the tank. And then at the end of a 24-hour period, if you spend a whole day in the tank, you get to make a resilience check to remove a crit. Now, the reason why you would want to remove the crit is because having a crit on your sheet and taking another one makes the next one worse. So it's a risk. It's not gonna hinder you in any way, but it will mean that if I crit you again, it's 10 more difficulty.
Okay. Well, so
we should probably try to cure those
wounds right now, plus a crit. So
yeah, who's the most wounded? Who's the closest?
Kind of dying. I don't know. I have 12.
So 6 hours in the back of the tank would heal you back to full wounds, but it wouldn't let you get rid of your.
Right. Like, yeah. I need the full 24 hours in order to get rid of the crit.
get rid of the crit. Exactly.
Do we have that much time? Like, are they gonna break in? And
we will.
I'll tell you. I'll be transparent about what I'm gonna do. For every, let's say, for every 2 hours you're in the back to tank, I'm gonna roll one black die. And if I generate threat on those black dice, they'll go towards the total that I have.
12 rolls.
It's one for every two. So it's six rolls. It'll be six dice. One roll with six dice.
24 hours, though.
Yes. If you want to spend a whole 24 hours, then
we would both have to.
I'll roll 12 black dice.
Yeah. We have to in order to get rid of the crit is the thing.
Yeah. And what'll be worse is if I roll enough to go over the threshold, there'll be a pretty high chance the stormtroopers will bust in while you're in the tanks.
So we might.
Even though the bounty hunter is blasting off and taking the.
So this is you guys preparing. Yeah, so the bounty hunter is taking away all the heat from the kidnapping, but you asking around the black market for weapons and stuff is triggering flags, right? Like the ISB is listening to all the traffic and they're getting information about somebody in the slums is like buying up weapons. Let's go investigate. Right. So they're putting out word that they're looking for someone is like causing some trouble. They don't know it's you. They don't know it's the rebel, but they're already on alert. So. The longer you spend in the tank, the more dice I'm going to roll. And then if I hit the threshold, then they'll find you in the slums.
Yeah.
And there'll be an encounter.
This is rough. We haven't even started the fight yet. It's like
I'm putting a hard choice on you. The longer you spend in the tank, the more the dice will pile up.
Dan, what do you think?
Well, so if there's two of us in the tanks at the same time, are you going to roll 12 die?
No, it'll be for communal. Yeah, it wouldn't be for each person. Because you're in the tanks at the same time. You're floating next to each other, having a little tank bath.
I kind of feel like we should just go for it.
I'm with you. Let's do it.
You just try and get rid of it if we can. If we can go into the fight healthier.
Instead, and Gunner could keep watch during this, right? So they would be like active and ready to go if we got barged in on.
Yeah, they wouldn't have to spend like a maneuver getting out of the tank or whatever to prepare for the fight. Like they're just ready to go.
Okay. So finding like a black market, non-public, like hospital, back to tank. I'm gonna say it'll cost you a whole day, like a full day in the back to tank. It'll cost 2,000 apiece.
Okay.
It's fine.
Zen, our little actuary.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. How much was that?
2,000 apiece and. So
4,000 credits total because Gunner, you're not floating in the tank, right?
I have no injuries.
Great. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So they're not the cleanest back to tanks in the world. They're in like the back of some guy's like house, and the back is a little cloudy. But you can jump on in.
And when we get out, it's gonna be like I don't remember having this rash.
What did you grow an extra arm? Whatever. we see the like you know the little dude like adjusting the knobs, not going through all the settings. It's like human Rodian. There's no Bothan setting, and he just sets it to Ewok. He's like, yeah, jump on in, you're fine.
I'm gonna come out looking like one of those Egyptian cats without any hair, just like
yeah, Sphinx.
Oh god,
that's awesome. All right, so you're committed to the tank. You paid your money. So I'm gonna roll dice here.
Jesus Christ.
So just for the sake of knowing whether this roll is gonna be good or bad, I've been keeping track. You got three right now. What was my total? 3 out of 10. So to catch you, I need seven threat on these dice.
That'll never happen.
And I got 12 dice.
And don't ever say something like that.
I'm thinking positively, okay?
All right, so seven threat. Are you ready? Ready for your roll?
He's going to click one black die, and it's just going to be seven threat right there. It's just going to be like, boom.
So I'm rolling them all at once. So big pool. So let's
okay. See how it goes. Oh, God, Chad, have strength.
There you go. I only got two.
Oh!
I only got two. So you get your back to paint time, and you're good.
Yeah.
Look at
all those blank dice.
Oh.
That is a scary roll.
That is a good sign, though, for the upcoming fight. Okay, I feel good now.
That we just used all the luck that we had? I don't know.
We got a back to tank full of it. How do I get rid of this critical injuries thing?
Just click. I think you get a roll to get rid of it now. Let me get a resilience roll. So 24 hours go by, and I think that, like, we get that 24 hours of like you floating in the tanks. Zed and Gunnar, what are you doing during this day?
I wanted to get a Black Ops data breaker. I wanted to try for that.
Okay.
Because I've been eyeing it in the inventory list the whole time. I'm like, I don't know. Yeah, I'm gonna get one.
Quick AFK.
You have a scanner, right?
Yeah, you see the scanner built in. Yeah.
It is it adds dice to computer checks when I'm slicing.
Yeah. Okay. And what's the difficulty? Or what's the rarity on it?
Rarity is 6.
Okay, so it's a difficulty 3 negotiation check to try to find one.
Okay. And this is Well, it's not terrible, I guess.
Yeah.
3v3.
Yep.
All right, here we go. Negotiation. Oh no, never mind. I was looking at one above it. No, I only got one green for this.
So
Let's go. Yay.
Okay, so we were at 3 before. I'm up to 5. Now I'm at 8 of 10.
God.
So you don't get the thing, but now like the ISB somewhere, like I think we cut to like a bunch of Imperial intelligence officers with their little like fast food hats and their gray outfits sitting around this like circular bank of computers. And one of them puts his hand up and that woman like walks over. We see Jalu Primark walk over and she leans over and he's like, "Look, sir, another one." And we see like this like warning about like someone's trying to buy contraband equipment. And then there's like a list of all the stuff that you tried to buy. And she kind of like looks at it and he says, "Do you want me to send some troopers to the slums?" And she shakes her head and she's like, "Not yet. Keep an eye on this." And she walks away and he puts his headset back on and types furiously.
Okay.
Cool. Okay.
She says monitor us.
They're still monitoring. Yeah, they're at 8 of 10. So
okay. So yeah. I guess while the tank sitch is going on, I'm standing outside keeping guard, and I just I have a very typical emotionless look on my face. Okay. And then maybe one of the Empire scouts is watching me and they have thermal goggles on me, just thermal vision. And as they're scanning me, you notice that in my head, a lot of the heat's locked out, you know, kind of like cerebral implants would show up.
Cool.
And then that's what I spend the day doing. And is the bounty hunter still with us?
No, she left.
Yeah, so yeah, that's also still on my mind, our encounter with her.
Okay. Cool.
Did she help us plan this at all?
Yeah. She gave you all the information beforehand.
Yeah, Zeke, didn't you hear? We get a blue die on every roll now.
Yeah, it was just that Ko flubbed the planning roll. I think Gunnar, she probably like told you before she left, like as she was gearing up before she put her helmet on and stuff. You know, she was like, you know, if this whole New Republic thing doesn't work out, you need a new job. You can always, you make a decent bounty hunter. And she says, if you ever want to like look her up, she could use an apprentice. She tells you that she goes by the name of Dax Praxis. That's her like bounty hunter name. And if you ask around, everybody knows her. She's like, everybody knows Dax. But she's like, she goes to put her helmet on and she like points at like her face. She's like, "Let's try to keep this our little secret, huh?" And then puts the helmet back on. And then her voice comes out sounding like a different accent and sounding like a man. And she's like, "All right, have a good one." And like,
before she goes, I ask her how she know if I could, you know, be like her.
I think she looks at you, and she says, "Well, be like me. Takes a lot of practice and more than a little bit of brain damage." She like taps her helmet as she puts it on. So
much more.
Yeah. So she leaves and she heads out. So you've all like bought equipment and healed up, and it's the next day. And I think that, you know, because the I think you saw on some of the news and stuff that the counselor had been kidnapped. The Empire is spinning this as a New Republic agents kidnapped the Empire, this agent of the Empire, and no one is safe in their homes until you give us command of this city. Like they're using it as a political agenda, basically trying to twist it. Even though you know that it's funny because they're telling the truth, but they don't know it. right? And so they're like, you know, these rebel spies infiltrated your city, and they're showing shots of the dead stormtroopers and talking about how, like, you know, the city has been infiltrated, and like, you need to turn on, like, check your neighbors, watch out for suspicious behavior, report anything. And so there's this heightened sense of like tension, and the Empire, they're out in full force, right? They're in the streets.
And keep an eye out for cubed stormtroopers.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Which is little feet.
The Republic's favorite way to deal with them.
And I actually I think that they show Malo being like taken away to like an Imperial like prison transport. You know, they're like, you can't trust do not trust the alien. You know, they do not have your best interest at mind. You know, this alien was discovered as an alliance, Rebel Alliance sympathizer, and is being taken away to Kessel to be processed. And yeah, and so there's like a lot of very like powerful propaganda kind of going on in the city. And today is the day at which you choose to make your strike.
So earlier I was asking how to remove the crit, and you said roll critical.
That's right. Yeah. Pick up
perception. I don't know.
So the two of you are finished healing. So you can roll your checks. After spending 24 hours in a back tank unit, you can make one resilience check to remove one critical injury. The difficulty is equal to the critical injury's severity rating, and it should show on your sheet.
Okay. So I'm guessing that's the little purple diamond.
Yeah, that's how many purple diamonds you need to roll when you roll resilience. So you can go
ahead and
do those.
Should we go ahead and do that right now?
Yeah, go ahead.
So only need one.
Okay. So Kes, you recover yours, but take a strain. Okay. So you should only have one strain, because being in the back to take clears your strain, but coming out is a little shocking. So you take a strain. Talra, you keep your injury. Okay. It's still there. You need more time to recover it, but all your wounds go away.
Do I need to, how do I remove it from the sheet though? Because it's still on.
Click the little heal button.
Heal? Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Perfect.
So can I like stay in the tank a few more hours for another try, or is it like every
24 more hours in the tank?
Yeah. And we would have to do 12 more dice, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I'll be sticking with my critical injury.
Right, because they're like 8 of 10.
Yeah, like there's no way we can risk it. Yeah. There's no way we can risk it. Bummer. Bummer, bummer, bummer.
Yeah, actually, that's a good point. It's... Kes, your strain is from the, I think, from like the bad batch of Bacta. Like you come out and you're just like a little sloppy. Like your head's kind of like, yeah. They probably put in too much of the thing that like subdues you while you're in the tank. So you're feeling a little cloudy.
Great.
Hungover
going into battle.
You got a Bacta hangover, exactly.
Stop yelling, please.
Yeah, so you're out and you're back in the real world. You get hosed off by the little Jawa that runs the back alley back to tanks, and you're geared up again and ready to go.
Do I get anything from the advantage I rolled?
Yeah. So you can always carry it forward to like your next roll. Advantage on resilience. Let me take a quick look if there's anything special about it. Actually, you know what? Make a note somewhere. Here's what we'll do with this. Make a note somewhere that when you go to heal this again, take a blue die. Make sense?
Oh, so okay, sure.
When you go to reheal, carry that advantage forward. That makes sense. So it's partially healed, but not completely, and then the blue die will help you.
Sounds great.
Okay, cool. That whole back to tank sequence would be where if this was the dark side, Zed would have used bad motivator on the back to tank to kill you.
I would never.
Yeah, you're like, I climb into the back to tank to go to sleep. And then you're like, oh, the back is poisonous. You die.
I just let a little coolant slip in the back to.
Exactly. Yeah. I definitely remember there's some Star Wars video game where that's like a plot line where you can like poison a back to tank to kill somebody. That's totally a thing. Cool. All right. So what do you what do y'all want to do? It's the next day. It's like early afternoon. The city is kind of on high alert, and you're kind of on that edge of like, do we wait? Are we ready to go? The plan is what it is.
I'm in the mindset of I'm ready for this, and I'm just not saying anything. I'm waiting for someone else to make a move. But if you look at me, I'm very tense.
Okay.
We don't have a lot of moves, right? Because like basically we're just going straight at it, and we don't have any kind of like, let's scout out the building and see what we see or anything.
There is the option to just straight up like walk into the building and be like, I would like to buy some textiles from you. Obvious for reals textiles merchant that is not a front for an Imperial Security Bureau operation. Show me your textiles. So you can like look around. Mm-hmm. Otherwise it'll just be like a breach and clear situation.
Okay. Do we want to try and do that? And like, I don't know if we need like a stealth check or deception or something. I don't know. If we want to try and like,
well, I'd like to see if there is, like, as far as the ingress, the door into the place, is it hackable, sliceable?
That's a really good point, because I was thinking about that too. Like, this is a bunker, so if we just walk in, like, none of the people in the front, the fake storefront, could have access to the bunker. So we could get in a fight, kill everyone, and still not be able to get in potentially. Back to what Zeke said.
See, like how they get into the bunker is what you're saying. Like
we don't know how they get in. We don't. Like where, yeah.
Like if we need a card or if we need somebody's hand or something.
We could wait at the bunker for the woman. I mean, she's, we know for certain that she comes and goes to that she doesn't live in there like the other people that we know about. So, I mean, we could potentially engage her before she even goes in the bunker.
Yeah. That's true, because she was outside earlier. Also, is Primark is her last name, or is it a title?
Yeah, it's her last name.
Okay, cool.
She's Agent Primark.
Agent Primark, okay, cool. So yeah.
Time spent will result in black dice rolling. Every 2 hours that you spend doing stuff is a black die.
But so, I mean, we don't even know if she's in it right now, right?
Yeah, I mean, he told you she spends most of her time there. It's where she lives. And
so we can assume she's in the bunker.
It's probably a fair bet, unless you do something specifically to draw her out. Yeah, especially now that someone has kidnapped her main dude.
Yeah. But if we cause like any kind of commotion, I'm assuming she would just stay in the bunker. Like, why would she come out, you know, like when she's safe inside? Mm-hmm. I think we should try and see if we can like figure out how people are getting in to the bunker, and then... Because like right now we don't know how they're getting in, so I think that's because we just want to get inside.
Yeah, that sounds good. Sounds like we need to monitor just a little bit before we charge in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can we intercept their comms?
I mean, you can use your scanner to try to pick up what's going on.
Okay. Do we have My armor has onboard comlinks, but is that just like between me and?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a cell phone, basically.
Okay.
Like or I could talk. It's like a walkie-talkie.
And
yep.
Not be heard by other people. Okay, but that doesn't help me at all with like monitoring anything that they're saying.
Yeah. Okay. You're wearing stolen stormtrooper armor, right?
Yep.
Okay, so you might not want to just walk around in the street with that.
Yeah.
Going back to Zeke's question. Sure. Like if we found a door and we hacked it, like, is this the kind of thing where we fight our way in, we find a door, we try to hack it. If Zed then loses that role,
you'd have to like cut the door. You'd have to weld the door open, which you could do. Zed has a fusion cutter. They don't live in a bank safe, right?
Mm-hmm. So, okay.
You know, like it is a bunker. It's hardened. It's got protection. It's got a code cylinder requirement and a password probably. But also you have a thing specifically designed to cut open heavy equipment. Right? That's what it's for.
Yeah, it worked really well in the fucking limo.
Yeah, for some reason, though, it can't cut open a door to a limo. So.
It was a special limo.
The thing with the limo, the reason that you were rolling was because the limo was moving. Like, if there was no one around shooting it, you were doing anything, you could just take the time and be like, I just hang out, and I cut it open.
Right. Can we cut open the door to the bunker with no one noticing? Were there like
only if there was nobody inside, but they would probably notice like in the bunker, like, hey, cool, there's sparks pouring down the inside of the bunker.
Okay, this is my idea.
Okay.
Commander, what if we sent a message inside to Agent Primark saying that she needs to personally retrieve an item from the counselor's quarters? It's sensitive material or what have you, to draw her out.
I like the idea, but what item will be used and how would we convince her?
I don't know.
The long and short of it is, like,
it's a really good idea, though.
It's like, you know, there's important information that the counselor had that he was going to give to you, and that's all I know. Kind of a message.
We do have one other idea.
If one of us just dresses up as a pizza delivery man and knocks.
What if somebody dresses up as like a sexy man, Imperial Security Bureau agent? Is like, yoo-hoo, Primark.
We could start a fire.
Throw our bodies at her. Start a fire.
We could start a fire. If we were to set a fire inside the main building, that would force them to come out. If it's a real bunker, you would have to evacuate if there was a fire at the top, or they'd have to leave through another exit.
Yeah, I think there might be like a 10% chance that there's another exit, you know, because even though it maybe didn't make sense, you would think that someone with the technology in this world, they might have another exit in their bunker, so it might not work.
Yeah, like, but what if the exit
on the worst case,
1,000 feet away, we don't know where the exit is.
That's true. That's true. My other argument,
just
though,
look, is worse. Just look for the awkward group of Imperial Security Bureau agents, like, clustering around a sign and someone doing a head count. Someone in, like, an orange vest.
Where's the clipboard? Has anyone seen
Steve? We're missing Steve.
So as far as structural integrity of the main door, if we were to frag grenade it.
Nah.
I think it's a bunker.
That would happen. Wouldn't work.
It's a bunker door. Yeah. It's, if you're going to cut it open, it'll take a lot of heat and time.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Can we not do
I can hack it?
Yeah, or you can hack it. Yep.
Okay. I would love to do that. I think that'd be the fastest choice.
Okay. I think that we have a chance to intercept their comms because there's so much leaving. They might be encrypted on multiple different channels. So, I mean, maybe strike lucky with one of them.
I just don't know, like, what are they
monitoring everything in the city? So there could, you know, that's a lot to encrypt.
The short part of this, from my point of view, is the more info, the better. We have very little right now. So if we want to kind of, you know, set up in a nearby building and kind of figure out what we want to do and kind of watch it a little bit, like, I'm totally fine with that. Like, something's going to happen. If nothing happens, that's something too.
Okay. So. But Adam said every hour you're going to roll.
Time is not a luxury we have.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll roll a black die for every 2 hours or portion thereof.
We're at 8 of 10 right now.
Yeah.
That's where you ended up.
So we could wait 1 hour, worst case, and nothing would happen.
Yeah. No, any portion of 2 hours. So 5 minutes or 2 hours.
So if we're at 8 of 10 right now, he's going to roll one die for every 2 hours. So we could take, you know, like an hour and a half or something, like at less than 2 hours to like scout or like try and hack into their comms, I guess is what Gunnar wants to do.
But he would still roll the dice for that.
Right.
You only roll one. If it was a fail, we wouldn't be detected.
That's true.
Yeah.
You've got one guaranteed safe.
The timer is kind of counting down. Yeah. So.
I think hacking the comms is a great idea. We can, if nothing else, maybe we'll get a snippet on if she's there, confirmed, what her plans are. Maybe she's leaving soon, and then we could make the different plans around that.
Yeah,
so I'm with.
I think we just try that, and then after that, we try and hack the door or whatever. But I think going for the comms, like at least spending a little bit of time going for the comms, is worth it. Because so if we're all cool with that, yeah.
Good.
No objections. Okay. Cool, let's do that.
Sure. Okay, so how are you gonna do that?
Well, what does Zed need in order to attempt to hack the comms? Do we need to be like anywhere specific?
It depends. Like the best bet would be to find some kind of like line in and cut it and gain access to that directly. You can go and try and pick up comms chatter, but it's gonna be heavily encrypted against sort of like ambient chat, right?
Okay, so we want to like splice into some kind of line that's going into the bunker.
Yeah.
Okay. We do that. Just like find a box or something somewhere.
Sure. Yeah, you can try.
Okay.
So who's going to do that?
Well, it has to be Zed, right?
Zed's got to be the one that plugs into it, but
who's going to do like search for it, I guess?
Yeah, who's going to go on that mission?
What's the skill?
I mean, it'll be stealth just to keep Zed from being noticed.
So that would be Gunner, right? Yeah. Gunner, what's your stealth looking like?
It's really good.
It's really good.
All
you.
Go for it.
Okay. Difficulty, or are we?
Yeah. So your plan here is to find a place that Zed can access the comms line without being spotted. So it's a heavily surveilled environment in a pretty open part of town. They picked this area for a reason, and you're not just stealthing yourself; you're stealthing Zed. So I'm gonna say three. It's gonna be three difficulty. And a black die because of Zed, and then another black die because of the setup. So two black dice, three purple.
Is black dice the same as blue? Yeah.
Yeah, they're the flip side of the blue ones.
Okay, so it's slightly higher than what I have for myself.
Yeah. All right, so you do it, but take a strain. And I think you find a spot in one of the, it's not the actual building itself, but it's the neighborhood comms junction. So it's like a kind of a tower, like an antenna tower with a bunch of equipment on top of it. And then a locked like panel, and on it, it's got the Imperial gear. And it says like Imperial Communications Bureau.
Don't touch.
Do not tamper. Like trespassers will be persecuted or whatever. So there's this like lockbox that you you can access to, but you've managed to access it stealthily, right? Nobody saw you, and now Zed, you have an opportunity to mess with it.
Okay. Let's see here. And would that be computers?
So if you just want to cut it open with your fusion torch, you don't have to roll to do that part. If you want to open it in a way that you can later leave it so it doesn't look like it was cut open, that'll be a mechanics roll that you might fail. Once you've got it open, it's a computer test just to try to like break any of the encryption to get in from any information.
Okay. What would be the benefit of leaving it like we're going to make probably a lot of noise. Well, maybe not. You know what? I'll do the mechanics check, then the computer check.
It's just more potential heat, basically. Okay. 'Cause if you crack it open, and it just looks like it's been tampered with, they're going to know someone was fucking with it.
Okay. So I'll try and do
a difficulty two mechanics.
Okay. Well, yeah. This should be, I'm not,
believe in you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
Good robot.
So not only did you do it, but you can carry those two boosts forward as an advantage on the actual computer roll.
Okay.
And let's see what mechanics might be able to give you as a, and if you can think of something you want for that triumph, you let me know too.
Okay, let me check it out here.
So mechanics, triumph, additional single-use function.
Open the door.
Yeah.
The door just magically pop open.
Yeah.
It just falls off its
hinges. Primark just walks out already handcuffed.
Yeah, totally. I think in this case it's such a simple action that it's basically like perfect that you manage to crack it open. No one will ever know you were here as long as you don't do any damage to it. It's a perfect execution of this job.
Okay.
You can carry those two dice forward as advantage boost dice on your computer roll.
And that's what I'm going to do.
Cool. So cracking ISB protocols, this is what's going to get tough, because basically this channel you access with your scanner, and it's just dumping massive amounts of data on an in-stream directly into this comm terminal. And then it's routing it into another place. So you're listening in on the in-stream, and you're trying to use that to access you're basically swimming against the current data-wise.
Right.
Right. So you're going to have to try to follow that stream in and then pick up something as it's going out, because it's all kind of one directional. So it's a very difficult task. So you can make a roll. It's a computer's roll. And I'm going to say it's going to be two red and a purple.
Okay. And it's, where do I put the advantage?
It's two blue. Just put it in your pool before you roll.
Okay. I mean, it's looking good. All right.
Good luck.
Wow.
Oh no. Oh dear.
Wow.
That is a bad place.
Explodes.
That's a bad place to get that. So, yeah, let's take a break here.
Okay.
And I will punish you. I will punish you for your hubris and your bad rolling when we return.
Well, I think you're punishing us for going shopping for an hour.
So this despair is like the worst possible thing could happen by accessing their network. So
I'm excited. You know, let's go.
No.
When we get back, we got one more hour of role play, balance of power, light side coming up. So stick around. We'll be right back.